I'm Ian Dowling and this is the Thinking Out Loud podcast. Thank you for stopping by. In this podcast, I'll be sharing thoughts, ideas, stories, anything that I think could possibly inspire someone else to do the things they love doing or to find something they love doing. And also, I just want to remind us all, including myself, that life is not as serious as we often think it is. So thank you for stopping by and I hope you enjoy the episode.
Hey girls and guys, Ian Dowling here. I hope you're having a great day wherever you are. It's Sunday morning here in the Gold Coast in Australia. And it's been a really hot start to the summer here in Australia. Very dry, you know, more so than hot. And there's been a lot of bushfires, like all the way up the East Coast from Sydney up to the Gold Coast where I live and up further. And now there's, you know, some that are further down as well, down Victoria and South Australia as well. And, you know, it's impacted a lot of people, a lot of lives, a lot of land, a lot of people lost their homes, you know, so many different things that are affecting people. And, you know, something that's very minuscule and, you know, not important at all, but it really gave me an idea of an analogy. My housemate and his girlfriend were driving up from Sydney back up to the Gold Coast, and it's about 1,000 kilometers for those of you who don't know. So about a 10-hour drive, and because of the fires, everybody was getting diverted onto more inland roads and, you know, different various roads. So my housemate and his girlfriend, they drove on this road and they ended up having to get turned back because there was fire. So it added about 4 hours onto their journey. And when we were having dinner the other night, they were talking about how, you know, it was annoying because they drove 4 hours in the wrong direction. And it really made me think about how often in life, in so many different things, in relationships and in careers and all sorts of things, we often look back on a path that we've taken as being the wrong path, or that we've gone in the wrong direction for so long. And, you know, people especially do it in careers and relationships. You know, a relationship ends and they look back and they see that they've wasted 10 years of their life. But the point that I want to make today, or at least the idea that I want to share today, is that there is no wrong path. You know, all of those paths that we perceive to have been wrong were right at the time. You know, we were on the right path at the time. The same way as my housemate and his girlfriend, when they were on that road heading in the wrong direction for 4 hours, at that time they were on the right path. It was only after they got turned back that it seemed to be the wrong path. But even now, like, we just perceive to be the wrong path because we, you know, are on a different path now than what we were. Happens so often in careers as well. You know, people, they get made redundant, or, you know, they might get sacked, or they realize they're not passionate about that career and then they change directions. And, you know, it often prevents people from making changes in their life. You know, people get into their 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s. And they think, oh, I don't want to make a change now in my career because, you know, I've been going in this one direction for so many years that, you know, they don't want to change direction, and then it'll seem like everything they've done in the past was wrong, and as if they were going in the wrong direction. And, you know, it happens in relationships too. You know, people will be in a relationship for 20, 30 years and they don't want to start again because, well, there's a few reasons, but like one of them reasons is definitely that they don't want to, you know, make it seem like their whole life has been a waste. But I want to like point out something really that I feel is really, really important, is that, you know, even if you do end a relationship that you've been in for 50 years, you know, in the hope of something new, it doesn't mean that that previous relationship was a waste. You know, that was the right path at that time. The same way as if you end a career after 20 years to start something completely new and fresh, that previous career was not a waste, and it will serve you in the new direction that you go in. It's all a part of the one journey, you know. So I really just want to, you know, put it out there that it's not, there's no reason to be afraid of change, and the paths that we've taken in the past weren't the wrong paths. They were the right paths that we're on then, and now we're on different paths. Because I've had so many career changes in life. I've had, you know, a few different long-term relationships, and none of them were the wrong path or the wrong career or the wrong relationship, because at the time they were 100% the right path, the right career, the right relationship. And I think some of the best opportunities come in life when we're not afraid to make changes. And I'm not saying that we should leave relationships or leave careers. That's definitely 100% not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that when we look back on the changes that we've made, and sometimes we look back on things with regret that we've, you know, been on a wrong path, I want to take away that regret by pointing out that it was the right path at the time, you know, because we really don't know what a path is unless we go on it. And, you know, ultimately, we don't even know why we're on this earth or where we're going next. So we've got to try many paths. And when a path feels right, we take it. And, you know, sometimes when it doesn't feel right, we change paths. So, you know, I just really want you to have the confidence to make changes when necessary and not feel bad about paths taken, you know, in your past, because they were always the right path at the time. So I really appreciate you for listening again. As always, I look forward to talking to you again soon. Feel free to shoot me an email with any questions or any thoughts. And I hope you have an awesome day wherever you are. Bye for now.